The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, text number 46, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 24th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: they all had performed all the principles of religion, and as a result, rightly decided that the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna are the supreme goal of all. Therefore, they meditated upon His feet without interruption.
He sadhu kita sarvartha. Artha means interest. Everyone has some interest. The animal has got also interest. The man has got also interest. A big politician, he has also interest. Everyone has got interest. But nobody knows what is real interest. That is missing. Everyone has created his interest and is working on that field. Mati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Real interest is for the human being to know what is God, what is my relationship with Him, and how I shall achieve the highest perfection of life. That is real interest. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Sartha. Sartha, artha. Sartha means own interest. And artha means general interest. The general interest is for the human being dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Because human life is not dog's life, cat's life. So there must be dharma, religion. And religion means no God. That is first interest. This is first interest. Otherwise, how should I distinguish my life with cat's and dog's life? They are also eating, sleeping, betting, and dying. And if I also, like the cats and dogs, eat, sleep, and have sex life and die, then where is the difference? The difference is religion. The dog society, cat society, there cannot be any religion. But in the human society, there is necessity of religion. Otherwise, it is cats and dogs society. They do not understand it. They are avoiding religion. Nowadays, the so-called advanced civilization, they are avoiding religion. That means they are coming to the platform of cats and dogs, and actually they have come. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, yesterday we were discussing about the Kali Yuga, the most fallen age, people are most degraded. So, there is, by calculation, that 75% irreligion and 25% religion in comparison to other ages. But this 25% religious life also will reduce. Before explaining this verse, I shall give you reference to some of the symptoms of this age. This is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter. What is that? Give me the book. We have not yet published, as I am reading reference. Aranyato Rajavishcha Thang Jarsan Zipiri. It is described in the second chapter of 12th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatascha anadinang dharma sattam saucham samadaya kalena bulina rajan nakhati ayur balam smriti. This description of the Kali Yuga is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is called Shastra. This Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, when the Kali Yuga was to begin. Now, what will happen in future, everything is given there. Shastra means, that is, therefore we accept Shastra. Trikalagga, the Shastrakar or the compiler of the Shastra must be a liberated person so that he can describe past, present and future. In the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find so many things which was told to be happening in future. Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is mention of Lord Buddha's appearance. Similarly, there is mention of Lord Kalki's appearance. There is mention of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Although it was written 5,000 years ago. Srikalagga. They know what is past, present and future. So about the Kali Yuga discussing, Sukadeva Goswami is describing the chief symptoms of this age. The first symptom, he says, tatascha anudinam, with the progress of this age, Kali Yuga, dharma, religious principle, sattam, truthfulness, saucham, cleanliness, chama, forgiveness, daya, mercifulness, ayur, duration of life, balam, bodily strength, smriti, memory. Just count how many. Dharma, sattam, saucham, chama, daya, ayur, balam, smriti. 8. These things will gradually reduce to nil, almost nil. Now, as I told you, the Kali Yuga, there are other yugas, just like Satya Yuga. The duration of Satya Yuga was 1800,000 of years. And the human being was living in that age for 100,000 of years. 100,000 of years. The next age, the duration of that age, 1200,000 of years, and the people used to live for 1,000 years. Not 10,000 years. 10 times reduced. The next stage, the Aparaju, again 10 times due, still they used to live for 1,000 years. And the duration of the age was 800,000 of years. Now the next stage, this Kali Yuga, the limit is 100 years. we can live at most up to 100 years. We are not living 100 years. But still, the limit is 100 years. Thus see, now from 100 years, that in India the average age is about 35 years. In your country they say 70 years. So it is reducing. And it will so reduce that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered grand old man in this age. So Ayu, duration of life, will reduce. Memory, smriti, that will also reduce. We see nowadays people are not very of short memory. They forget. Daily work they forget. Doing something daily, still he's forgetting. The loss of memory. Similarly, ayu, bodily strength, everyone can understand. Your forefathers, your father or grandfather, as their bodily strength, you are not so, I'm not so. The bodily strength will reduce. Memory will reduce. Duration of life will reduce. Then dharma, there is no question. It is almost reduced. Nobody is interested in religion. The churches, temples are being closed, locked up. This is a church. Where we are sitting, this is a church. And it was sold because nobody was coming. Similarly, we are purchasing in Australia a very big church. They are selling. In London, I have seen many hundreds of churches. Nobody is going there. Not only churches, in India also. Except a few important temples, ordinary small temples, they have been closed. They have become habitation of the dogs. So, dharma, religiosity is reducing. And truthfulness. And chama, forgiveness. That is also reduced. We are very sorry that one thing has happened. He was excused, but again he was shot dead. You see. No forgiveness, vengeance. Formerly, if somebody has done something wrong, the other party, just like Arjuna, you see, even in the battlefield, you are so much tortured by the other party, still you are, Krishna, let them go. I don't want to kill them. Forgiveness. So, and even for a small interest, they will kill. This is going on. So, sattam, saucham, chama, daya, mercifulness. Even if you see in your front somebody is being killed, you will not take interest. No mercifulness. It has happening already. Sattam saucham samadaya, ayu, duration of life, bodily strength and memory. These eight kinds of things will reduce. When you will see these symptoms, you will find now the age of Kali is making his progress very nicely. This is progress. Then, another symptom is vittam eva kalo ninam janmachara gunodaya. Formally, according to spiritual understanding, one man's position was calculated. Just like Brahmana. Brahmana was honored because he knew Brahma. you are aware of the Supreme Spirit. So now, the Kali Yuga, actually, there is no Brahman. That will be also described, how a Brahman is. The Janma Achara, the birthright was there. But according to the behavior, if a man is born in a Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, he must behave like that. That was the king's duty to see that this man is not falsely representing himself. Just like in England, there is Lord Frederick. So, to maintain their aristocracy, the family had to deposit some money with the government, so that they may not deteriorate in their aristocratic behavior. Still it is like that. But now, things are finished. So, aristocracy and respectability, these things were according to culture, according to education. But nowadays, what is that? Vittameva kalunina. If you get money somehow or other, then everything. You may be a third class, fourth class, tenth class man, but if you get money somehow or other, then you are very respected. There is no question of your culture, or aristocracy, or education, or knowledge. There is no nothing. This is Kali Yuga. And then, dharma nyaya avasthaya karanam balamevahi. And if you have got some influence, strength, then in your favor everything will be decided. You are the most irreligious person, but if you can bribe the priestly order, he will certify, yes, you are religious. So, money. Not actual qualification. So, if you discuss this thing, the long affairs, shortly, and then again it says, dampatya abhiruchihi hetu naiva mayaiva vyavaharike. Dampatya, husband and wife relation, will depend on abhiruchi. Abhiruchi means liking. A girl likes a boy, and a boy likes that's all right. Now let the marriage take place. They do not see what will the future of this girl and the boy. Never. Therefore, everyone is unhappy. 6 months after marriage, divorce. Because the marriage took place simply on superficial liking, no deep understanding. So things are taking place like that. Formally, marriage, at least in India, at least up to our time, the marriage was taking place not on the liking of the boy and the girl, no. It was decided by the parents. Just like I was also a married man. I was married when I was a student. And I did not know what will be this. But the parents arranged. What you speak of me, I'll give you another very brilliant example that you have perhaps heard the name of Dr. Rajendra Prasad. He was the first president of India. He has written his biography. He was married at the age of 8 years. Formerly, in India, the marriage was taking place like that. I know my father-in-law was married when he was 11 years. And my mother-in-law was 7 years. You see? So, actually the point is that the marriage was taking by the calculation of past, present and future with astronomy, astrological calculation, whether this couple will be happy in their life. In this way marriage was taking place. Not that a grown-up girl, grown-up boy mixes together and he likes, she likes, then again he leaves or he's... This kind of marriage was not concerned. But in this Kali Yuga, it is said that Dampatya Abhiruchi. That's all, Abhiruchi. Boys and girls are intermingling freely, and if she likes, that's all right. But no future calculation. This is Kali Yuga. No future calculation. Whether in future marriage is sanctified life, the man and the woman live peacefully, make spiritual culture, each one will help the other so that they will live very happily and become advancement in spiritual life and then go back. That is the system. But nowadays, in Kali Yuga, it is simply liking. Liking means next moment disliking. That is a fact. You see, liking has no value. As soon as you, based on liking, then you expect next moment dislike. That's all. And, sthitte punste chahi roti vipratte sutrame vai. You know, the Brahmin, they offer sacred thread. So, people will consider, now I have got sacred thread, I have become Brahmin. I may act like a charla, it doesn't matter. That is going on. We introduce this Brahminical culture, but things are deteriorating. I am very sorry that taking Brahminical initiation, he is acting as a charla. Angry chanda. You see? So, this is Kali. He does not understand that as Brahmin he has got so responsibility. But because he has got the 2 cent worth sacred thread, he thinks now he has become Brahmin. Vipratte. And says, sitte punstachya hi rati me bahi. And husband and wife, they will remain together because it was liking. And as soon as there will be sex difficulty, they will dislike. Immediately. Lingameva asramakhyata. Lingameva. A dress, simply. Taking white dress, he gives. He may do like anything. He is gives. No. There are so many duties. Taking a saffron cloth, he is sunrise. These are the, if you explain, you will take one. But these are the symptoms. Abhritya nayadudballam panditti chapadabbachaha. If you have no money, then you will never get justice in the court. This is Kali Yuga. Nowadays, the high court judges, they are also taking bribe to give you a favorable judgment. You can purchase judgment. So if you have no money, then don't go to court to push good money after bad money. No. Abhritya nāyadudbhaṁ. Panditte chāpalaṅgabhaṁ. If a man can talk expertly, it doesn't matter what he talks. Nobody requires to understand it. Then he is Pandit. He is learned scholar. Haparphulas lena, Bhagavad, Dagvindi, Kullani, Gandola is by the latticism of wine. Like if you go on speaking, nobody will understand. Nobody will understand, and people, see how learned he is. Actually, it is happening. There are so many Rasikas, they are writing books, and, oh, such and such, oh, what you have understood? Oh, it is inexplicable. Inexplicable. It is going on. Anadhvai, vasadhutte, sadhutte dhammayevasu, shikarameva udvahe, snanameva prasadhanam. Anadhvai, if you are poor man, then you are dishonest. People understand that this man is actually not honest because he does not know how to earn money by hook and crook. Shikaramaya udvaya. Marriage will take place by agreement. And that is very much experience in your country, in our country also. Now government has appointed marriage magistrate. So any boy and girl likes, simply go to him. Maybe there is some fee. Yes, he agreed to marry and certifies they are married. No. Not like that. Formerly, as the father and mother used to select and see the future. Shikaram eva chodvaya. Shikaram means agreement. Snanam eva prasadhanam. Snanam eva prasadhanam. Cosmetic. Simply, if one can take little shower bath, then everything is finished. Actually, snana means sandha. You have to take bath nicely, then you have to put tilak and chanda, and then perform your Gayatri mantra. This is called snana, trisandha snana. Not that simply taking some or other bath and finish. No. But Kali Yuga, this will be snanam eva. And then, dure vajjanam tirtham lavanam kesadharanam. Let's see. How future tell. At the present moment, Kali Yuga, a man will think himself, he has become very beautiful by keeping long hairs. You have got very good experience in your country. Long hairs. Let's see how future. Who knew that there are people who are interested for keeping long hairs? But that is stated in the Bible. Kesa dharana. Kesa means hair. And dharanam means keeping. Dure vajjanam tirtham. And pilgrimage, it must be far away. Just like in Calcutta, there is Ganges. So nobody cares for Calcutta Ganges. But they go to Haridwar. The same Ganges. The Ganges is coming from Haridwar down to the Bay of Bengal. But people will like to go to Haridwar, taking so much hardship to take bath there. Because that becomes tirtha. Every religion, they have got tirtha. The Muslim, they have got mosque. What is that? Makkah, Medina. The Christian, they have got, where? Jerusalem. Similarly, the Hindus, they must travel very long. That will be tirtha. But actually tirtha means tirthi kurbanti tirthani. Where there is saintly person, that is tirtha. Not to go 10,000 miles and simply take a dip in the water and come back. Thank you very much.